Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Why Your Hustle Should Make Life Lighter, Not Heavier. Now let's dive in. Most entrepreneurs burn out because they're building prisons, not businesses. They add complexity instead of creating freedom, when the real win is designing a hustle that gives you more life, not less. Think about it. Why did you start your entrepreneurial journey? Probably for more control, more flexibility, more freedom. Yet somehow, many of us end up more stressed than we were in our day jobs. Let me share three frameworks that changed how I think about building businesses. First is the subtraction strategy. Every new revenue stream should eliminate at least two current stresses or time drains from your life. Research consistently shows successful solopreneurs focus on 1 to 2 core offerings rather than diversifying early. Before you say yes to that next opportunity, ask yourself, does this buy me back time, energy, or peace of mind? If not, it's probably making your life heavier. Second is the energy audit approach. We track profit margins obsessively, but what about life margin? How much mental space and physical energy you retain after running your business? High-performing side hustlers regularly eliminate clients, products, or processes that drain more than they gain. Ask yourself monthly, what's making me heavier instead of lighter? Third is the freedom filter. Before saying yes to any business opportunity, test it against 3 criteria. Does it increase my location freedom, time freedom, or financial freedom? If it fails 2 out of 3 tests consistently, it's a job disguised as entrepreneurship. The goal is building assets that work without you, not creating another boss, yourself. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She built a successful consulting practice to $8,000 monthly, but was working 60-hour weeks, constantly stressed, missing family dinners. She realized she was optimizing for revenue, not life quality, the classic entrepreneur trap. Sarah made 2 key changes, raised prices 40% to work with fewer clients, and created a signature framework that let her deliver results in half the time. Result? Same income, 25 hours per week, and she took her first real vacation in 3 years. The lesson? Your hustle should be making your regular life better, not replacing it with a more stressful version. Here's what I want you to do this week. Conduct a weight assessment of your current hustle or business idea. List everything your business requires from you: time commitments, mental energy, stress levels, relationship impacts. Then list everything it gives back, not just money, but flexibility, fulfillment, skills, connections, future opportunities. If the takes list is longer than the gives list, you need to eliminate, automate, or delegate at least 3 items from the takes list. Remember, the best hustles are multipliers for your life, not additions to your to-do list. The entrepreneurs who last aren't the ones who can handle the most stress. They're the ones who build businesses that handle the stress for them. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.